Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours. I'll yell out an NFL player and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn. And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
One, let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker.
Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Me and my buddies don't play that game as often as we play the game where it's just, hey, name a receiver from, like, 2007. And then it's, hey, Bernard Berrien. Bam. Now you go. Muhammad Massaquoi. That's just random football players.
07 receivers is not my wheelhouse. I was going to jump in with you there. But
what about 2011 receivers? Would that be better? 2012 receivers? 2013? When would you be able to do it? When would you be able to play the game? What year?
Honestly, like 2015 or 16. I didn't get into football until the end of... Like, when I got into fantasy football is when I got into football. Like, the end of high school.
Interesting.
Like, senior year of high school.
Fantasy football is what brought you in?
Yeah, like, I obviously, like, paid attention to it, but I never was, like...
Hardcore.
Yeah.
All right.
That was me for hockey. Like, if we did this with, like, Sabres forwards or any
hockey
players from, like, the early 2000s, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
We could do Eric Rasmussen.
Yeah, that game's easy, too. It is funny, like, what brings people to a sport, because it could be fantasy. It could be anything. I got into F1 probably only for, like, a year, because then... Max Verstappen just started winning every race and it wasn't interesting anymore. But I got into it for like a year, and Jeremy and Howard got into it too. Why? Because the documentary. And I feel like I'm starting to get more into college football now, because I've only had the college football game for like a couple days, by the way. But I already can feel it. I'm
you got it?
I got it like a couple days ago.
Nice.
Like two days ago, 3 days ago.
Are you into a dynasty yet?
I'm into a dynasty. I joined the dynasty. We are the head coach of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
Wow.
We're ready to tear up the Mountain West.
You and I would be division rival or conference rivals then.
Mountain West?
Yeah, I'm playing as Wyoming.
All right.
So
there you go. So video games can bring you into a sport. Fantasy can bring you into a sport. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I want to get to some fantasy a little bit later today, just a tad. No Jeremy today. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Joe DiBiase and Nate Geary today. We got a lot to get to. We've got Sal coming up at 7. We've got Joe Marino for his weekly visit at 7:30. And we are going to bring you at least a good chunk, if not all, of Sabres general manager Kevin Adams, who will speak to the media today at 8 o'clock. Might depend how long the GM goes. Sometimes those things can go, you know, over an hour, depending. And the reason Adams is speaking is because today is day one of Sabres training camp. And I do want to do mostly Bills today. We'll have Adams for you. Paul, by the way, will stop in at 9:30 a little bit later on. He'll actually join while Sabres practice will be going on. So I'm very much looking forward to talking to Paul and just sitting back and listening to pucks hitting the boards and skates on the ice and sticks slash. So ready. Just for the noise. Give me the white noise of hockey. in the background. That'll be cool. But, you know, again, I don't want to do too much Sabres off the top here. We got time to do that. The Bills are rocking and rolling, just getting going in their season. But I don't feel like fans are very enthusiastic at all going into this year. I don't feel the juice. I don't feel like people are all that excited. Hey, today's the start of training camp. And I feel like 90% of fans are just like, oh, here we go again. It's almost like a gasp, like, oh, a sigh. All right, let's go again. Should I get excited? Should I think they could do it? Can this be the year? Hey, one of the years that we don't expect them to do it is probably going to be the year that they actually do it. So, I don't know. How enthusiastic are you? How enthusiastic are you, Nate? Today's day one of training camp. And by the way, hockey training camp is training camp's today, bam, preseason's on Saturday, and then the regular season begins 2 weeks from Friday. It's like they just show up and like everything just starts happening.
I mean, yeah.
Somewhat enthusiastic.
Excited for a new season.
There you go. That is a great job right there.
I don't know that I'm excited about a particular player, a particular game.
Lindy being back is still cool.
It brings us like a level of like, I don't know. It gives you that like, you're bringing the past up a little bit, right? That like nostalgia a little bit.
It's a nostalgia play.
But
it's a nostalgia play while also, like we talked about this when they hired him, nostalgia play while also probably at the same time giving them the type of coach they needed.
Yeah, and I also don't think like the offseason was busy, but not busy in the way that I think a lot of fans wanted it to be. They didn't make that move that like you would think a team that was like thinking that they were really making a playoff push needed to make.
Yeah.
But I do think they did some things that I think we've all been... this is the hard part about the Sabres, is they did stuff, right? Which is add to the bottom six.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, did they... I think the one thing they flipped is their speed. Their team speed, I think, took a big time. They appear harder to play against. And maybe they will be, maybe they won't be. But I think because we didn't get that, like... big time move, the Stamkos, the like whatever, even if it was an older player that maybe is past his prime, we didn't get the chance to really get excited and rally around like an idea. Really what our idea is, what it's always been, which is like sort of feeding someone something that they've been asking for a really long time, and once you get it, you're just like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, thanks for giving me the thing at face value, the absolute bare minimum thing we've been asking for 7 years.
I ordered my meal at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
It's now 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Right. That's kind of and also
it's cold.
It's cold. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. New stuff. The scoreboard's new. There's gonna be a new mural walking in. I guess we don't know what their plans are, which I guess is a little strange, but I'm excited for something, whatever that's going to be on the way walking in. So the arena, you know, little upgrades here and there. Maybe that'll continue into next year. We'll see. Hockey back today. Kevin Adams at 8 o'clock. We'll carry that live here on WGR, at least a chunk of it, and then we'll have Paul in the final hour at 9:30 from the ice. Well, from the stands. Next to the ice. I don't think Paul will be standing on the ice when he joins us. So we'll get that all in a little bit later on. Preseason game number one is Saturday. It's almost like an off-season week because the stretch between Bills games is so long. Thursday to Monday.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, we're still 5 days away from the game.
They kind of needed it, to be honest.
The Bills did?
Yeah, they needed a little rest.
Because of injuries and...
Today
Sean McDermott talks and... you know, he'll update us or not update us, but he'll talk about guys that are injured. And who are we really just waiting to hear about? Is it just Terrell Bernard? Taron Johnson, too, right?
Taron Johnson.
He missed the game against
and
Miami.
11 days in between is a nice little thing.
And he didn't get placed on IR.
I came prepared with a question today for the group, a group question for a group project.
A group project?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
And I'm sure like this will be a decent talking point throughout the morning. But I've been thinking about this specific question for a couple of days since the end of the game. We've had time to reflect. It's been a few days.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stood going into this season. I thought that maybe there was a chance that they really wouldn't skip a beat and they would kind of just be the same team. But I think more of me thought that this was going to be an early struggle for them. And maybe by October they hit their bearings, and maybe because of how late that is, that it might be too late because of the schedule in November. Like that it's just really hard. And then week one happened and they struggled at times with Arizona. They got it. They made it. It happened. It worked. Like they won. But especially towards the end, it just felt like, man, they almost gave this one away. And I don't know what Arizona is. And now
they did
a week later,
they looked great.
Arizona's offense looked damn near unstoppable.
Kyler Murray looked like that was video game Kyler Murray.
Yes.
And not the one where he like doesn't study the playbook. Like the one where he's, you know, you're playing Madden with Kyler Murray and you just run around for 20 seconds and then throw it to an open guy. Like he was unbelievable against the Rams.
So this is the question I've been asking myself for like 4 days now. Are the Bills good, or is the rest of the league not as good as we thought?
I think the latter is more where I'd want to put my chips down. That This happens, maybe this happens to some extent every year, where you get to training camps and even the preseason, and everybody's feeling great, right? Everybody just got back, right? Everybody's back from vacation, back to work. We were looking at the optimistic side of things everywhere. Almost every team is looking at the optimistic end of things. And then the season starts, and I'm glad this kind of goes right into something I wanted to do with you today. This could be part of the group project here. Was me and Jeremy toyed the segment idea called the Foe Down, where we just we look at like how's everyone doing on the Bills schedule?
Yeah.
How's everyone doing right now? Because how do we see everybody right now?
They started the season with almost a consensus that they had the hardest schedule in football.
Yes. Absolutely. By the numbers and by just looking at it. It was man, they just don't have a break.
It's funny because you hear the same people that say that go into the season saying, wow, they have the toughest schedule in football, are also the same exact people 2 weeks into the season that say, well, every season's different.
Yeah.
So you can't use last year, and yet that's how you project the next season's schedule. That's just, it's the cyclical nature of the NFL. You talk about football until you have football, and then you realize everything you've been talking about is kind of pointless.
Right.
All off season.
So look, let's do this real quick. Let's look at how do the opponents on their schedule look through only 2 weeks? Because it did look tough. And right now, I feel like I could pick holes in almost every team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They play it. It doesn't even look that bad to me. Yeah.
It really did.
Okay, so Jacksonville is 0-2. And do you
I've got thoughts about them, but...
Do you know that they've lost, I think it's 7 of 8?
Seven straight.
I think it's 7 of 8. I think Lawrence has lost 7 straight.
You're right, because he didn't start one of those games to the injury.
I think their only win in their last 8 games, C.J. Beathard played. Yeah, so Lawrence has a 7-game losing streak. Baltimore. I mean...
Not as good as I thought.
They can't block.
And they losing Patrick Queen hurt them more, and Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald is
was
a big
loss for them.
I liked him a lot. I got yelled
They lost Mike McDonald and their linebackers coach and secondary coach, who is in Miami, not doing too hot.
And they lost, what, 4 linemen or 3 linemen?
Yep.
And by the way, if you can't block right now against the Bills, like that defensive line is going to eat you alive.
Yes.
Houston looks great, right?
Yep.
I don't even think I would want to try to poke holes in them right now. Like they look great. Stroud looks amazing. Nico Collins might be a top 7 receiver in football. Going right now. The Jets.
They do not look like a Super Bowl contender. I'll tell you that.
They do not look like that. They look like a team that has a game manager, a quarterback, which is an upgrade, but isn't that how he looks to you? Did you watch a lot of that game on Sunday? Were you more like red zone or something?
We're talking about the Jets game?
On the Jets-Titans game on Sunday?
I did not see Jets-Titans.
Okay. He looked like a game manager. Everything is quick. Everything is under center. There's a lot of play action, which is fine. Like, that play action is great. But I don't know, man. Like, that is not Aaron Rodgers of 3 years ago.
No.
That is not, no way.
We've said this, though.
I
knew that he would not be. He was going to be the player that he was in 2022.
Yep.
Always. Yep. That's who he was going to be. You don't go back in time.
Yeah.
You don't. And I know that's what every New York Jet media person, Mike Greenberg, and the people that talked about these guys all year talked about them as if they were getting the 2020 version of Aaron Rodgers. And you just don't do that in pro sports. You don't get older and revert back. Like, all I know is I'm watching Deshaun Watson, and he doesn't look anything like the player he was. And he's 8 years younger. You can't turn back the clock in years, in a long stretch off of the NFL. It's hard to step back and just be great. And I think it was ignorant and borderline like a little crazy to me that was the presumed conversation all offseason.
Yeah. They got outgained, by the way, against the Titans 300-265.
Their defense, and there's another thing.
Yeah.
Their defense can't be great every single year. It changes year to year.
Yep.
They're not dominant on defense right now.
You know why? Because they cannot get a pass rush right now.
They can't, and they just lost their best pass rusher for the season.
Yeah, and Hassan Reddick is holding them over a bit. I mean, he's got all the leverage.
Gets better every day.
So we'll see. Maybe they sign him by the time they play the Bills. Or maybe they don't. And I don't think they have much of a pass rush. And right, Rodgers can't really move that much. So
at all.
Jets
and Cousins.
They do not intimidate me. By the way, they play tomorrow against New England. That's Thursday Night Football. Tennessee. I mean, Will Levis is going to hand you the football, I guess, every week in the funniest way possible.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the coach is just like, doesn't care if he's in the media, doesn't care if he's in on TV. Like, he is just after Will Levis. Like, what on camera, what the bleep are you doing?
Yeah.
On
he's
Sunday.
An idiot, basically.
Yeah. So Tennessee, that's a home game. The Bills will be a big favorite there. So, like, I'm through, by the way. That's, like, the next month of the season. And, I mean, I'll give Baltimore their credit. Like, their respect. That's only really two games I'm, like, that concerned about. You can lose to anybody. It's the NFL and even the Bills. We don't fully know, like, hey, what's their passing offense look like when they need it? They haven't really needed it that much. So that's a month of the season where it doesn't really look as strong as you thought. At Seattle, Seahawks look kind of rough, right? Like, they barely beat the Broncos. who can't do anything, and then they beat the Patriots in overtime.
And I was listening to Amy Lawrence on the way in.
I did pick them to make the playoffs, so.
I was listening to Amy Lawrence in the way in, and the guy that she was talking to that covers Seattle made a great point about how they're still not exactly where they want to be defensively in terms of the scheme,
Okay. Because
it's still really early, and they're not. It's not the complexity of Mike McDonald's scheme hasn't had time to take effect yet.
Okay.
But thinks it will by November. They'll be humming defensively. And man, when he's saying this, I'm thinking to myself, man, the Bills defense is playing good, albeit not having their top two linebackers right now. And also not their three best players aren't playing defensively.
Yeah.
And they're still doing, I think, really some solid things. When everything gets back together and they've had time to fully adapt to Sean McDermott's scheme with all these new faces, they could be really good defensively. And even if you want to run against the Bills have been begging teams for 5-6 years since Sean McDermott's been here. He's been begging teams to run the ball against him.
Yeah. So I kind of think, but to your point, like by October 27th, the Seahawks are more well put together.
I agree. I still think that's a very, very winnable game. It's on the road.
Yeah, for sure.
In East to West Coast, that's the hardest trip they're going to have all year.
Tough game. Home Miami. Week 9, I mean, it's anybody's
Tua
guess.
Could be back, but what does that team look like in Week 9?
You can't guess. I will do it anyway. I feel like Tua's still not on the field by then, but who knows? Maybe he is. If it's Skylar Thompson, but even, if it is Tua, if it's Skylar Thompson, whatever. The Bills own Miami.
Yep.
Come on. At Indianapolis in Week 10, the Colts look really bad, don't they? Anthony Richardson.
DeForest Buckner's out now.
He's out too. They have, I saw Ben Solak said on a podcast yesterday I was listening to that the Colts have the worst secondary in football. So that's not good. And Richardson looks really erratic. He's kind of a rookie. I saw or heard that Richardson played only his 5th career road game on Sunday, including college.
That's crazy.
5th road game of his career. So he's very inexperienced. So, again, kind of like the Seahawks. Like maybe he's more well put together by then, but right now the Colts look like a team that could beat themselves because the quarterback is so up and down. The Bills then host the Chiefs in Week 11. It's the Chiefs. Then in Week 13, after a bye, they host San Francisco. Juggernaut, right? Those are two very tough games back-to-back. Here's another one that I think has changed dramatically since the schedule came out, or since before the season. Week 14, the Bills are at the Rams.
I think that they could be healthy by then.
They could.
They should be healthy by then.
Or, let me throw out another potential, because you're right, Kupp and Nacua would be on track to be back by then. If the wheels are falling off for them, if they're 1-6 because they just can't. They have injuries on defense too. They lost their starting safety, John Johnson, to an injury. That if they're bad, couldn't you see like Matthew Stafford just like he's been dealing with nagging injuries? Like they just shut it down at some point and say, listen, we're 2-6, 2-7. Stafford's 36 years old. Let's shut it down here. Let's get through the season. Let's, develop Stetson Bennett or whatever. I don't know. By week 14, I wonder if the wheels have fallen off for the Rams. Week 15 at the Lions. They lost on Sunday, but I'm still inclined to.
That's the one team I thought might be far and away the best team in the NFL. And Goff started slow. Their offense hasn't looked as sharp.
Mm.
But, man, I think by the end of the season that they'll be that their defense has taken such a turn. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, I think, is going to win. He is stepping into TJ Watt territory. And Brian Branch is, every time I turn the Lions on, he is making some sort of incredible play in the defensive backfield. He is as good of a safety as there is in the NFL, and he's young. I think by that time, the Lions will be the team that here's the thing. Week five, if the Bills win Monday night and they beat the Ravens Sunday night and they're 4-0 and Houston's 4-0. That could be that's the two best AFC teams, in my opinion, facing off against each other. The Bills could face the best team in the AFC more than once this year and the best team in the NFC more than once this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a really difficult schedule, but those teams maybe aren't as good as as I originally thought.
Yeah. And then the final three games of the year, Patriots, Jets, Patriots. And even though, like, right, there's some teams early on in the Bills' schedule that if we compare to where we thought about them a month ago, it already looks different. New England, in a negative way, New England looks more competitive than we thought. Only two games.
They do.
Only two games, but they certainly look more competitive. They look like they're going to have a good defense all year, and they have a solid, I'm going to say solid, say like a responsible veteran quarterback in there that's not going to get them beat. So they can run the ball, and they can play good defense. They'll be competitive. I don't think they'll be good. And still, to be fair, by then, you know, probably Drake May. It's probably yes. Drake May by week 16 and 18.
I would agree with that.
Probably not worth even mention, like discussing like how what's New England by then. It's anybody's guess. But I don't know. Like as we look at their opponents and look at their schedule, especially in like the next month, everything looks a little softer than I think it did when all the stuff came out, when the Bills schedule came out, and when like when you know expected wins was out there, and like Bills have the hardest schedule in the league. Maybe it's still up there, but I could poke holes in teams that I felt like I couldn't poke holes in a month ago. 803-0550 is the phone number. I got a question to get to you about running back that kind of relates to what's happening in Kansas City right now and here with James Cook through 2 weeks. We've got some hockey a little bit later on. Kevin Adams at 8 o'clock before that, though. Sal at 7. We'll check in with Sal for the first time this week. The Bills worked out some kickers.
Yes, they did.
Yesterday. We talked some Tyler Bass earlier in the week, and there it is. The Bills are working out kickers. So we'll get into what that means, and we'll talk with Joe Marino at 7:30 for some film breakdown as well. It's Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary. Jeremy White is off today. Stay tuned. Your phone calls are welcome at 803-0550 here on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.